you have inside. It hides in your mouth and behind your eyes. It's gold and it's white, it's bright as the sky. And out through your mouth it leaves when you die. Out through your mouth and into the night, you hover between the earth and the sky. And what now is yours someday will be mine. My father, my son, arranged in a lie.
This is Sid Souter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 6. That was The Minus Story with Will I Be Fighting from their album No Rest for Ghost on the Jag Jaguar label. Came out last month. The band, I believe, is from Missouri, though, I don't know, kind of Lawrence, Kansas, and it's all melding together there. Saw them last night. That would have been the 10th of November at TT's with Okkervil River. And man, that was a humongous show. Sold out. No idea why. Lots and lots lots of kids there kind of scared me. I've got a great show coming up for you today. 8 tracks and of the indie rock, indie pop, and who knows what else variety. It's jam-packed too long today, so let's skip right into the next track. This will be a song by Arab Strap, There's No Ending, from the new album The Last Romance, out now on Chemical Underground. Came out last week. Not sure if it's out in the U.S. yet, though, so I assume it'll make its way here. This album is a lot happier than we've heard Arab Strap in the last, ever. Sure, lots of songs about romances that have died, but there's a few that are kind of upbeat. I think this one is an example of that. I mean, come on, it's called There Is No Ending. He's hopeful. So let's go ahead and get right into that. This is Arab Strap.
does an animal sleep when the ground is wet? Cows in the ballroom, chickens in the farmer's Corvette. Sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony gets a rest. How does an animal sleep once the sun is set? Bandits in the capital, limited civilian unrest. Sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony gets depressed. A bird in his nest. Get a load of this fucking view. It's the best in the West. Sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony, sometimes a pony gets depressed.
Thursday night.
In the city, that sounds nice.
Talking shop with my colleagues.
Did we do the same degree?
You said less to me all week.
Got to go, I'm in a league. That's alright, that's alright. If the money is alright.
22 grand job.
In the city, it's alright.
22 grand job.
In the city, it's alright.
22 grand job.
In the city, that sounds nice. It's alright, it's alright. In the city, it's alright. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. In the city that sounds nice.
Huh. That does sound nice. That is 22 grand job from the Rakes. That single came out, I think, last year, but it is on a album released on V2 in August called Capture Released, only in the UK, so you won't be hearing that London band stateside. They are a wonderful band, though. I really like that album, and there's lots and lots of rock there and lots of attitude. Really good stuff. Before that, you heard the Silver Jews. David Berman is back. That album was released last month. Tanglewood Numbers is the name of the album. The song we played was Sometimes a Pony Gets Depressed. Yes, that is depressing because ponies should be happy and frolicking, get their hair combed by little girls. Before that, we played There's No Ending by Arab Strap, a not depressing song, which is odd to hear from Arab Strap. So, yeah, that wraps up those three. Let's continue on. Like I said, not much time to play today. Coming up next, I have a song from The X. They just released an excellent compilation called Singles Period, The Vinyl Years, 1980 to 1990. It's a compilation of 7-inch tracks released on Touch & Go in September. If you're not familiar with The X, you should be. They're kind of a Dutch post-rock band, or post-punk band, rather, that started in about 1979. And they have been very influential without influencing anyone, though you can hear the things that they've done in so many other bands. And folks like Fugazi have really picked up the ball on The X and done good things with them and toured with them and really brought them out to everyone's attention. And The X continues to make great music, but this is an older one. This one is called Constitutional State.
Yeah.
indeed. That is Test Icicles with the song Boa vs. Python. The single from the new album, this for screening purposes only, came out 2 weeks ago on Domino Records in the UK. No domestic release slated yet for that London threesome, but certainly something will come out with that mixing of Blood Brothers and Death From Above 1979. Something's got to stick there. Before that, we heard an older track from The X off the brand new singles period, the Vinyl Years compilation just released on Touch and Go Records in September. That about wraps up the show. I've got two more tracks for you and a lot of talking to do, so let me jump into that quickly. First, a teaser for next week's show. I've got music coming from the Crimea, Min May, Sun Kill Moon. That's Mark's new tribute to Modest Mouse. Very entertaining. New music from Tiger Saw and Kala. Music from We Versus the Shark and Bear Versus Shark. It's a pick on a shark week next week. And Anthony and the Johnsons. And I'm probably the last person on the planet to get into that Anthony and the Johnsons record. But I'll get some of that for you next week. I want to give a shout out this week to Bradley's Almanac. I just love that website. You should be there keeping up to date with the happenings of Bradley's adventures in Boston, indie rock, and listening to the great recordings he posts of the shows he goes to. Recordings from last week's show of Bell Orchestra, or Bell Orchestra and Ran Clogs are fantastic. So go listen to those. That was a great show. If you made it, good for you. If you didn't, sucker. Let's see. I won't be at a lot of shows next week. I am going to be working down in New York, so nothing planned for Boston, but maybe I'll jump into the New York scene and be able to report back from there what I find. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I've got two songs left. The first one from Tangiers. The song is Dragging the Harbor, a Toronto group here that has an album out about in September on French Kiss Records. The band is touring with Pretty Girls Make Grave, and we'll be playing in Boston on December 11th. So you'll want to buy a ticket for that show early. I'm sure it'll sell out. And I'm going to end this show with a new recording from The Bats, the New Zealand band that formed in 1982, kind of the Out of the Clean, which is kind of the grandfather of New Zealand pop. And this is pop pure and simple and wonderful. The band is back with the same lineup they've had since 1982, which is amazing. And this song I'm going to play is Western Isles off the new album, The National Grid, released on Magic Marker Records. This has been the end of Too Much Rock Podcast number 6. I'm Sid Sauter. You can find out more on TooMuchRock.com, and I appreciate your comments, concerns, criticisms, and general fuck yous. So let's end things up. Thank you very much, guys.
Three, four. No. I am now, yeah.
Living Western Eye.